This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. It's 5:45. Our news magazine, Sound Ideas, airs at noon and 6 today. Illinois Wesleyan University jazz director Glenn Wilson says rare concert footage is a major reason the Thelonious Monk documentary is a must-see. Wilson's nonprofit, Further Jazz, is bringing Straight No Chaser, the Thelonious Monk story, to the Normal Theater screen for a Friday night showing. In this Sound Ideas preview, Wilson says Monk was also special and that he and Dizzy Gillespie were the two players at the forefront of what would become the jazz bebop sound.
His style is so interesting because he's not really like the other pianist at that time was Bud Powell in bebop, and Bud Powell was, of course, the fleet of finger, fast piano player, really just kind of the opposite of Monk, and Monk plays very deliberately and not afraid to play minor seconds and just dissonances on the piano, and you know, people said he can make any piano sound out of tune.
That's true. Well, I mean, am I wrong on this? Early on, he wasn't lauded by the critics, right?
Not by the critics, by the musicians. He was always very appreciated.
Why didn't the critics like him at first?
I don't think they understood what he was doing, and they couldn't appreciate the open harmony and the kind of pianistic style that he used. His early Blue Note recordings in 47 were now looked upon as masterpieces, but at the time they didn't really sell that well, and Blue Note kind of dropped him from the label.
The name of the movie is Straight No Chaser, The Thelonious Monk Story. It's playing at the Normal Theater on Friday night. What can people, let's say someone who's not a jazz fan or a Monk fan, right? What can they take away from this movie?
Well, his story is very interesting because, of course, he suffered from some mental illness problems.
So that is addressed in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, some people thought he was bipolar, and he would get up in the middle of a song and just twirl around and dance and, you know, leave the musicians to play by themselves. That was pretty common. He would just, whatever he felt like doing. I have a couple of, actually, original Monk stories, because I played on Lionel Hampton's band with Frankie Dunlop for a year or so, and Frankie played with Monk for 5 or 6 years.
Well, tell one story.
Do
you have one story you can tell on the air?
I'll tell this.
Unlike the Buddy Rich stories?
Right. Well, actually, this is an interesting story that has nothing to do with Frankie, but I did play a concert for Monk at the Baroness's house, the Baroness Panonica. Where Monk lived the last X number of years of his life. Paul Jeffrey was a saxophonist that played with Monk, and I had a big band. Paul Jeffrey was leading. I was in a big band, and so we took the whole band over to the Baroness's house, and we set up in the living room. Of course, she's famous for having hundreds of cats running around, so there were cats everywhere, and smell was kind of strange, as you might imagine, but the view was of the entire Manhattan skyline from New Jersey, you know. So Monk was in the other room. So we played this whole concert knowing that Monk was sitting in the next room, but we never saw him. He never came out. And Paul went in at the end and talked to him, and he came back out, and all he said was, "Monk dug it." So
that's a great story. You were in the same room as Monk playing
Monk's music.
Wow.
Yeah. And
how intimidating was that?
Well, I mean, we couldn't see him. He was in the other room.
But still, you knew he was there, right?
Yeah, was very interesting to know he was in the next room, and we never got.
Well, you mentioned the Baroness. She was a Rothschild, and she was basically his benefactor and romantic partner as well?
Not that I know of.
Did that get addressed in this film, or does that get addressed, his relationship with her?
There is some of that in there, yeah. But, of course, she was a patron of the arts. Charlie Parker died in her hotel room, and she was a very strong patron of jazz artists at that time. Very interesting story about her.
Glenn Wilson is our guest. He's the director of the jazz program at Illinois Wesleyan University, along with a grant from the Harmon Arts Foundation.
Arts Foundation and the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation both chipped in on this series of jazz films that we're going to do for the next 6 months.
And the first one is Straight No Chaser, The Thelonious Monk Story.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty cool. You are also going to play after the show.
Yes, we'll have a concert, as we've been doing.
Who's with you?
Chip Stevens on piano, Matt Hughes on the bass, and Ricardo Flores on the drums. And we'll be doing, of course, all Monk music. So that'll be exciting. We're going to try to pull out some things we've never played before.
Illinois Wesleyan University Jazz Studies Director Glenn Wilson, his nonprofit Further Jazz, showing the movie Straight No Chaser, The Thelonious Monk Story at the Normal Theater on Friday night.